question about how he does enrich his interpretation of ideology in relation to communist society. That is, whether he thinks that the communist society has place for ideology, yeah. If not what. And this seems to me, I mean, connected also with a more general problem, that is the problem of how you are in fact going to classify ideology in relation to Marxism. Well, one of the simplest, if you like, the crudest, and perhaps the most stupid classification of ideology, which or ideologies which you can have, is that of thinking about the orientation of ideology, whether it is oriented towards the past or the present or the future. I mean, you may have ideologies which justify a certain situation in relation to the past by saying, say, that the English must be free because of Gothic freedom. Or you may have, on the contrary, the Pax Romana, which justifies a certain order in relation to what it gives presently. Or you may have a ideology which is oriented towards the future in more or less in an apocalyptic or near-apocalyptic way. And now it seems to me that if you have to take this classification, of course, Marxism becomes itself an ideology with a future orientation. And what I would rather like to think is whether then the interpretation of Marxism seen as an achieved ideology in the form of communism would take the form of a realized eschatology in Christian terms. That is, that if you could have, I mean, that type of interpretation which is now given by the Christian theologians to the gospel message. Well, these are questions, as you can understand that. I mean, it makes sense only if he is present. I mean, I could go on a bit about that, but what can I do? Is anyone prepared to be the Godelier for the purpose of...
Would anybody like to take up those remarks?
I mean, is it the case that communist societies claim that they have reached the end? I mean, are they... Is the withering of the state of that still about to take place? I mean.
Less than time for a rerun.
Questions have been addressed to the case of Karelia.
What it was, you see, it was the beginning. The provost of kings was be your ghost.
Is it a Shakespearean play?
Almost, yes.
Yeah. Right, can I come in to launch?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I was really. I was really wanted to ask you a very simple question. I mean, how do you envisage the position of ideology in a communist society? And I was trying to connect that with two points. First of all, whether you believe that you can really describe capitalism as the last but one. A social form, and B, whether you would accept that, I mean, one of the simplest way of classifying ideologies is to classify ideologies according to their orientation either towards the past or the present or the future as justification for a certain social order. I mean, the simplest type of or justification about the past would be, I mean, that a certain order in the past, I mean, would justify your order in the present. I mean, for instance, that you, if you had had Gothic liberty in the in the remote German past, you are entitled as an Englishman or as a German to certain types of liberties or things like this, or if you are in the oriented towards the present, you would have a situation like that of the Pax Romana, which never tried justification in the past, but just immediately in what it offered in the present. Or you may have, of course, a type of ideology justifying itself in relation to the future that has in any more or less apocalyptic or, you know, messianic form. If so, I would describe the communist ideology itself, that is the Marxist ideology in any form, as a future-oriented ideology. Now, if you have an ideology which is oriented towards the future and which is fulfilled, then you have a situation which a theologian now would call realized eschatology. Would you think that a possible interpretation of the function of ideology in a communist society would be that of realized eschatology?
Many questions. But first, I think that in a socialist, I don't know what is a communist society, but a socialist or so-called socialist society, ideology will exist if we define ideology as sort of a system of representations, spontaneously or not spontaneously developed to deal with the content of social life, the evolution of social life, and also the image of nature, the knowledge of nature. I think that to me, for a long time, maybe forever, there will be many opposite interests within a socialist society and many reasons why you have an ideology playing with that or representing these opposed interests. One of the, you just look around us, you know, in Russia and in China. The development of ideology in these countries has never stopped. No? And we cannot expect that everyone in one socialist society will have a scientific or so-called scientific consciousness of social life and natural reality. It would be a phantasma. I don't think it is that. The idea is that more of a contradiction between peoples and the contradiction of interests, more they disappear, less it will be necessary as a objective social function to a representation of nature and real and social reality, which depict nature and social reality as transcendent realities, giving a meaning and a goal to everyone's life. I mean, I don't think ideology is going to disappear, but I don't think at the same time everyone will have a scientific knowledge of himself and of society. Look, it is a double position I try to explain. It's not easy there. Because I think what will maybe disappear is the idea that the fate of the peoples is commanded by transcendent or imaginary reasons. And so it will be a consciousness of social reality as social reality, or nature as nature without any foreign addition. And so to me, ideology is not going to disappear. At the same time, probably the spontaneous or not spontaneous social forms of consciousness will less and less involve a representation of transcendent reasons for the reality itself, explaining the reality itself. I don't know if I am clear, because first, the idea is not simple, and also I am not quite fluent in English this morning. I don't know why, but I am tired. So that is my answer to your question. Now, I did not quite understand your last question about the scatologic.
In fact, you see, Christianity has found itself in its problem. Lingering doubts that it's not entirely come exist. You see, that is there is the other problem which they had to face more and more in recent times. That the second advent had not happened, but still you are in Christian society. What is the meaning of a Christian society without having the second advent? And the answer, which has been invented perhaps partly just here at Cambridge, so it's Professor Dorn, is that
I think I have understood.
But I mean, really, leaving aside this, the main question which I want to ask to you without wishing to simplify either your position, my criticism to you is this, that I had the impression that you were more and more identifying ideology with just simply the process of understanding yourself and the society in which you are. That is more or less identifying, I'm not saying entirely, ideology with the process of thinking altogether, because probably you reserve some space to scientific thinking of some other kind. But if you are going to say that ideology will still persist, then I'm wondering, I mean, what you mean when you, on the other hand, you also state that ideology is fundamentally always a justification or some state of oppression, the acceptance of oppression by the oppressed. How are you going to